Texas AG Paxton, border crisis costing taxpayers about $855 million a year. By Trent Baker on April 2, 2021. Friday on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton shared that the ongoing crisis at the United States border with Mexico costs residents of his state of about $855 million a year. Paxton, saying his estimate is a pretty conservative one, pointed out that Texas is responsible for paying for the education and health care costs of those who come in illegally. We've known for decades that illegal immigration costs the state of Texas hundreds of millions of dollars, Paxton advised. And we put money in to help with that because we have to, because we are required to educate people who come here. We are required to take care of their health care costs. We have to deal with law enforcement issues, and so we just put the information together. And it was a pretty conservative estimate of about $855 million a year, and that's probably low. So, I don't think it's surprising for Americans and Texans to know that this costs a lot of money. That's just the state of Texas. That does not include the entire nation. Paxton added that President Joe Biden's Obama-era immigration policy is clearly not working. Those costs are borne by the citizens of Texas and the citizens of the United States, he warned. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.